This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
With migration upon us, the North Dakota State Game and Fish Department is asking all of us to keep an eye open for one of the state's rarest birds. Of course, we're talking the whooping crane. And Greg, tell us the what, where, and when.
With migration in full swing, we've already seen Canada geese that are actually starting to pair up. The major push of snow geese is mainly through North Dakota. We're starting to see ducks show up in wetlands. I saw meadow larks the other day, and you're right, Neil, one of the most rarest birds that comes through North Dakota is the whooping crane. So the sightings on those will increase as they make their way through North Dakota over the next couple weeks. If you happen to see these endangered birds, report sighting so the birds can be tracked, and that can either be done through the Fish and Wildlife Service or the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The whooping cranes that do travel through North Dakota are part of a population that's actually increasing slightly. We're up to now 550 birds. I think the low was somewhere in the 60 bird count range. They're on the way from the wintering grounds at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge in Texas to northern Canada for their nesting season. Whoopers stand about 5 feet tall and have a wingspan of about 7 feet from tip to tip. They're bright white with black wingtips, and the wingtips are only visible when the wings are outspread in flight. They extend their long necks or white long slender legs behind the tail. They typically migrate singly in groups of 2 to 3 birds. They may also be associated with sandhill cranes.
Good stuff, Greg. Hey, more on the whooping crane when we come back.
If you are a soon-to-be high school grad searching for your career in the trades, check out this career position. Keller Paving and Landscaping in Minot, North Dakota is hiring. We're hiring hardworking, dependable team members for paving, earthwork operators and laborers, along with truck drivers. Competitive pay, opportunities to grow, experience is great, but a strong work ethic is even better. Apply today at Keller Paving and Landscaping. Call 701-852-5530.
Piper's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered this spring with Piper's exclusive equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, including Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, Devil's Lake, and Sioux Falls, alongside an incredible line of farm and ranch retirement auctions near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Halliday and Judd, North Dakota, and Piper's premier auctions featuring the Tim Olson Construction Business Retirement Auction near Buffalo, South Dakota. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Piper's.com.
Talking whooping cranes today on Outdoor Issues. And Greg, yeah, you mentioned before the break, they're easily identified, right?
Yeah, they are. And they're a big bird, but they can be mistaken for snow geese, swans, egrets. Report any sightings.
All right, good stuff. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Piper's Auctioneers, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.